Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, J.R. Powers picks the best airlines. Plus, with all that economic turmoil, should you still plan your vacation in Greece? Details coming up.
We have a special co-host with us today, Rob Stewart from KVIE, host of Rob on the Road, is in the studio with us to talk about his highly rated show, now in its seventh season.
Is it highly? It's highly rated, huh?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
After the news with Cindy at the bottom of the hour, Clayton Whitehead joins us live from Kentucky to tell us why you should take your next vacation in bluegrass country.
And in our Save the Best for Last segment at 3:55, we turn into international travelers and talk about the 10 biggest tourist trade traps in Europe. The 10 biggest tourist traps in Europe.
In Europe. Say that three times fast. It's a state fair Sunday afternoon in Sacramento. The Giants are winning. The Dodgers are losing. It's a good day. And we thank you for setting your dial to the Travel Guys.
Yeah.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. King of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Chickens, out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel Guys. It's a fabulous Sunday, as Mark pointed out, day three of the California State Fair. Of course, a radio station is located very, very close to the State Fair, so a little extra traffic out there.
Within parking distance.
Yeah.
For all those folks who are parking a long ways from the State Fair and walking over.
And be listening next weekend. If things work out, we'll have some special on-the-road reports from the California State Fair. Mark, how have you been?
I've been pretty good. How about you, Mr. Romano?
Just absolutely, nearly perfect, as I told Rob a little earlier.
Nearly perfect. I got to drive up. I took a little California road trip last couple days. Went up to Ukiah.
Okay, sure.
Have a group going up to a concert to see up to a winery to see an outdoor concert up there in a couple of weeks.
Who's
Nelson
the artist?
Family Vineyards. Well, I can't tell you because it's a mystery tour.
Oh, mystery tour. Okay. Nelson Family
Vineyards outside of Ukiah, beautiful little winery. And Ukiah is really, you know, Ukiah's been a nothing town. Nobody writes anything about it. Nobody says anything about it. But Ukiah is really has a really pretty downtown and is really... I mean, those towns along Highway 101 have made a huge comeback the last 20 years. Healdsburg is every bit of anything you'd find in the Napa Valley. And Hopland, a little town along Highway 101 of about 600 people, is just a great... I mean, I drove through the other day and I made a little mental note to myself. I got to come back here when I have an hour or two to wander around. And it's just all of those little towns along Highway 101, for a long time, they were just kind of places that you stop to get gasoline and tinkle. And, you know, now they're just kind of, they're a little bit more than that. I mean, they're really destinations unto themselves. And each one of them, of course, has wonderful history and stuff like that. They're really the great little restaurants. I counted 8 or 9 wonderful restaurants in downtown Ukiah just in a 2-block area. I mean, who knew that there were that many restaurants in Ukiah? Anyways, it's just I just thought it was a pretty cool place. By the way, I drove into Hayward yesterday. Hayward has a brand new, if you're a history person, they have a brand new history center there in Hayward. Yeah, and I'm sure it has mostly local stuff. Haven't been inside yet. I was out doing some Lincoln Highway stuff yesterday. The Lincoln Highway held their quarterly meeting in Livermore at a garage that's celebrating its 100th anniversary this year.
Something, you know, I kind of had that feeling. For those that may be just joining us for the first time, we are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. The voice you've been hearing is that of Mark Hoffman, and Mark is a serious road warrior. In that his favorite type of travel is on the road, is pretty much in the United States. And when it comes to food, we pretty much discovered that he likes American and local food best.
I do. There's a great grocery store. What was the name of this place? The Oakdale Grocery. Was that Oakdale? Oakwood? It's in, somebody will know this. If you're listening and you know the answer to this, it's in downtown Healdsburg. And they sell the most awesome oatmeal raisin cookie you will ever eat anywhere. Of course, it's $3, but it was well worth every single bite of it. I just little tips to make you a smarter traveler when you're out. Next time you're in Healdsburg Try the oatmeal cookies. What a great place. No parking in town, though. My goodness, on a Friday afternoon, it was just, you go to one of those little towns, and it's a town. There's business and things going on and stuff like that. Got to Pleasanton yesterday. They have a great farmer's market on Saturday morning in Pleasanton. A lot of organic stuff and just really good vibes and really friendly people and just really a nice, it was really cool.
Well, you were a busy guy.
I was all over the place. What did you do this week?
Well, let's see. I did my radio gig, which is providing high-quality commercials for this broadcast facility most of the week. I did visit the California State Fair yesterday.
Yeah.
Took my first visit. I usually go a few times, and fair looks beautiful this year, and the county exhibits are exceptionally nice. All the county exhibits have kind of sized down a little bit. They used to be bigger is better.
Uh-huh.
You know, they'd take over half a building for Stanislaus County, you know,
right.
And or Shasta, but now everything is a little bit more compact, a lot of cool technology, a lot of videos. One thing I've discovered is that it seems like people grow wine in every county.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know if there is a county that isn't now into wine.
And they grow
California.
Wine in a lot of places in the United States and brag about it. And I'm not going to mention any particular destinations here, but in some of the places that they grow wine and brag about it, it's really not really drinkable. $2 chuck would be it's probably where most of it ends up. So maybe we should get to the travel news here.
Why don't we? One of the things we do to help make you a smarter traveler is to bring you up to date on the latest in the travel news. Mark, what you got for us?
Let's get this out of the way so we can get to Mr. Stewart over there. Did you see this thing in the newspaper, Tom, about the seating plane arrangement? About the new hexagon arrangement where people are going to be, where the middle seat person is reversed.
I've seen a lot of the different ones over the last 6 months, but this one was new. You showed me a diagram.
Hand that over to Rob and show.
Rob, take a look at this. How comfortable do you think you might be in that configuration?
If you can even figure it. That's from a drawing that was sent to the patent office. And what they basically are proposing is that the middle seat person would face the other direction.
Is this on?
Yeah. Yeah,
can I talk?
You can.
I don't want to look at the other two people sitting next to me
you
the whole
see,
time.
See, that's my thing.
Awkward.
Uh-huh. And plus, where is everybody's hands going to go? Look in that drawing there and see.
Well, you can go to. And according to your drawing, it doesn't look like it's something we could show where everybody's hands are going.
If you go to travelguysradio.com, you can get, there's a link there and you can see this. This was just a few headlines from this, Tom. Hey, look, the most nightmarish idea for plane seating ever. Economy class hexagon is every flyer's worst nightmare. Evil plane design would ruin whatever good remains of air travel. So this is the people who Zodiac Seats of France, which makes accessories for aircraft, including airline seats, has filed for a patent on this to turn people the opposite way. And the people at Spirit Airlines are literally foaming at the mouth at the possibility.
Oh, boy. It looks like a grope fest.
It really does. Not good.
Our friend Ed Perkins was with us recently talking about how he had been to Washington, D.C. to testify in a congressional hearing about the FTC's hotel regulations, or about the lack of hotel regulations that allows hotels to add resort fees to their advertised rates in a variety of different ways, some of which are not always the most honest up front. And Ed was kind of hopeful, but unfortunately, the Federal Trade Commission has decided that hotels don't have to add resort fees to advertise rates. They say that the way that the hotels are doing it now, as long as they divulge those rates somewhere along the way. Of course, what some consumer groups are saying is that those resort fees are not divulged oftentimes until you get to the very end. You're shopping and you see a Las Vegas hotel for $49.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to click on that one before the $59 one, never mind that the $59 one didn't have a resort fee and the $49 one does. So that it's hard for people to make apples-to-apples comparisons.
Clearly, the best advice we can give you is when you begin the booking process, ask immediately about resort and other fees from the very get-go, and don't necessarily allow the lowest rate that you find on a Google search to necessarily be the lowest rate.
You got to do your homework because you're not going to get any. You have to be an adult. You're not going to get any help from the government on that one, at least not yet. But don't expect Ed to give up on that because it's a legitimate cause, and I think he will stay on it. Alaska and JetBlue take the top spots in the latest J.D. Power airline survey. I'm going to stop mentioning these. This is probably, you mark my words, this is the last one.
Okay.
Because there's all these surveys all the time that tell you how good or how bad these people are.
Sure.
This is really the only one that matters. J.D. Power, interestingly enough, in full service carriers, they list six in the United States, traditional carriers, they call them. From the bottom to the top, they are United, U.S. Airways, Air Canada, American, Delta, Alaska. This is the sixth year in a row that Alaska has been named the number one carrier. For the low-cost carriers, it is. There are five of those. For some reason, Spirit is not on this list, which is kind of interesting that they would. Maybe they've asked not to be considered. Frontier Airlines, their kind of sister carrier, is last. AirTran Airways, which is out of business now. WestJet, which is the Canadian Southwest, and then JetBlue is on the top. And once again, JetBlue is a company that has been named 11 consecutive years that they have come out on the top on the low fare carriers. So if by this measure, at least, of customer service and quality, you could say that JetBlue and Alaska consistently for a lot of years have been leaders in the U.S. in terms of the quality of service. And I would kind of agree with that. And lastly, should you cancel that Greek vacation? Travel folks from all over the planet. There's a little economic turmoil right now in Greece, which hopefully will come to a head and resolve itself, or at least on a temporary basis next week. But folks are asking if you should travel to Greece. And the answer to that question is wait a few weeks, couple months maybe, wait for things to settle down, and then it's going to be a wonderful time to travel to Greece because they're going to need outside revenue and from all over the place, and they're going to be delighted that you're coming with American dollars or euros or whatever you land with and spend money in their country. You're likely to find tourism to be on sale in Greece. However, you're going to have to be considerate of whatever types of taxes or things that might be part of the economic recovery there. So the answer is stay away from the country for a little while, let them sort out their things. But then if you're planning a vacation to Greece, there's no reason that you shouldn't go ahead and go. And that's the travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Coming up, Rob on the Road. Channel 6 joins us next. It's going to be a really good segment, so don't go away.
The 162nd California State Fair is underway, and we're going to break down everything fried and on a stick that you can imagine Monday morning on the KFBK Morning News.
Boy, I can hardly wait.
Did she really say everything
fried and on a stick? Dan Mitchison, on a stick. Did I say that? We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations.
Did you know that if we talk about anything here on Travel Guys Radio, that you can travel on the Travel Guys, that you can go to travelguysradio.com. All one word, and you can see links to all of those things. Plus, there's a whole side of the page there that has all kinds of travel tips and links to websites and stuff. You could go on there and get lost for hours just wandering around.
And if you went there right now, if you haven't had a chance to see Rob on the Road, you can see him in a still photo. He's not moving.
We have Rob in a studio.
Rob on in the studio. Welcome.
Hey, guys.
He's not on a stick, or what was the other thing that Kitty
was? It was fried on a stick. But you know what? You talked about that grocery store?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's the Oakville Grocery Store.
The Oakville Grocery Store, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't be Rob on the Road if I didn't know
that.
Have you
been there before? I've read articles about that place before, but I had never been there.
You know, Martin, who is here with us shooting video, Martin, is that where we get cookies? Yes, he has some. That's where we get cookies. He's a cookie freak.
It's an amazing little place in downtown Healdsburg, and it was overwhelmed with people yesterday.
Okay, that's the spot.
Yeah. That Healdsburg is a town that was just a nothing town.
It's a gem.
Now you can't. I had to park 5 blocks away from this little culinary place that we're taking a group to on our little trip. And I couldn't, because I couldn't get a parking place. And the lady just said, on Friday afternoons, you can't ever get this. She said, Friday afternoon and Saturday is just a nightmare here.
It's not cheap.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun.
Well, so what is Healdsburg known for? Is it known for something?
I personally, well, first of all, there's
flooding
so,
every time the water gets high in the Russian River.
The river, of course, there's so many wineries in that region.
Yeah.
That, first of all, I don't drink, so I'm the worst person to talk to about wineries, but I've been to a lot of them for the show, and that the wineries there, I'm told, are fantastic. And it's just so beautiful. It's so quaint. There's so much to do, and the food, it is becoming a foodie haven.
I was amazed that even Ukiah, which heretofore has just been a dusty spot on the side of the road, you know, it was the county seat of Mendocino County, and isn't it? I think. But now they've got this whole downtown district in downtown Ukiah, all the old buildings and stuff, and there were restaurants, and on a Thursday night, you couldn't get in. You couldn't get into any of them. I walked down the street, up and down two blocks, and I wasn't necessarily trying to get into one because I was going to Round Table Pizza, but that's a whole other issue. As Tom has pointed out, I tend to have rather simple tastes when it comes to exotic foods.
We do a lot of day trips on Rob on the Road, and Healdsburg is a day trip, big time.
Yes, it's a wonderful place. There's a great little culinary center there called Relish that does wonderful little culinary demonstrations for folks and all kinds of stuff like that, so... You've got up the Ukiah there. Is it the county seat of Mendocino County?
Yes, it is. You were absolutely correct.
See, you've got two travel experts in here with you today, and so far we haven't screwed anything up.
Give us time. We've got an hour.
So, Rob Stewart, I've got a piece of paper around here somewhere that tells me about you. You didn't just stumble into Sacramento. You've been Rob on the Road for a while.
I have been Rob on the Road for 7 years. I cannot believe it. Just hearing that come through my mouth.
Before you were Rob on the Road, well,
you were Rob on a fried stick.
You were in television on the East Coast.
I've been in television for
North or South Carolina?
South Carolina. Just got back from a 2-week vacation, and it was a wonderful vacation. And there was, as we've seen on the national news, there's been a lot going on in South Carolina. So many hearts toward the victims of the shootings. In South Carolina.
And the whole thing about the flag, which came down yesterday.
Which finally came down.
Yeah.
And coming from South Carolina, I feel like I can say that. It finally came down. And I also want to say that, yes, I've been in television for 20 years. It's been a great two
decades.
You must
have started at the age of 7.
I was 2. Shame on you.
What was your first job in television, Rob?
My very first job in television was an intern in Charleston, South Carolina. And
television news
and TV news. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was actually headed to law school, and I did an internship the summer before, and I loved it. And I said, I'm not going to law school, and I'm going to stick with a TV job making zero money instead of going to law school.
that turned out to be a real smart decision.
Well, it did now because I love it.
Yeah,
but internships, you know.
You know, I was going to say that it looks. I said about you being in television for a while, in the media for a while. And I only say that because you come across so pure and clean cut on the program, and it always looks like you're having so much fun. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the allure of Rob on the Road is that, and I think that Huell Hauser was very successful in that with that. Because if you go out and start talking to people someplace and you make it sound like someplace you'd want to be.
Yeah, you know... It's interesting, your words pure and clean cut. I think I'm just human. And I just try to be real. And that's what made Huell a success was he just went, and he was from Tennessee.
Yeah.
So he was not a Californian. No. And he was able to see this with a new lens, if you will, a new set of eyes. So many of these places that I go for the show, I have never been to. Of course, that's California, right? It's so big. Yeah. We have the luxury of travel here in a day.
But that's the beauty of it, because then you present it through the eyes of someone who has never been there.
Right, exactly.
And many of the people who are watching the program on television have never been there.
This is true.
So to be able to get that point of view. Yes, sir.
You know, here again, you're going to travel to places, and most times they're great experiences. You're very excited about it. It comes through. It's very natural. It's real. People, it's infectious. Now, when you... Occasionally, you're going to scope out a place, you're going to go there, and it's going to turn out to not necessarily be, everything that you hoped it was. Now, do those just end on the cutting room floor, or are you going to bring that to the program as well?
You know, that doesn't happen because we do our homework.
Places you don't want to go.
Yeah, we don't just show up. I mean, we know where we're going.
Okay. But still, there's one occasionally.
Are there any misfires? Have you ever gone out and, it didn't really
come? Y'all love this misfire thing.
Well, we do, because that's everybody's curiosity.
Y'all love to, you want to know about what went wrong.
Oh, we do.
So, of course things go wrong. We're human beings,
I mean, did the goat ever come up and pee on your leg or something like that? I mean,
Well, I have had some crazy, how freely can we talk?
Well, anything you can say in about 3.5 minutes here before the news comes
up. Okay, so we went to Philadelphia.
Hey, can we tell people something first?
Yeah.
This is the Travel Guys, and Rob Stewart is our guest from Rob on the Road at KVIE, and you're listening to KFBK. Go ahead.
So I did slide down a hill on where cows had been, and all the cow patties froze, and I slipped and slid down the whole hill of ice cow poop.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Would that qualify for Kitty's Fried or on a Stick?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and that would definitely qualify as one of those goof ups.
It does, Rob. Listen, how is working? You've worked for regular television, and now you've worked for public broadcasting. Mm-hmm. How is that different?
I absolutely love it. You know, I have always had an intense desire to do television that entertains and inspires. And I loved the news. I worked in, you know, I was in South Carolina, then I moved to New York City and worked in Connecticut for News 12 and lived in the city. And then I lived in Philadelphia for 5 years, which is when I started at PBS. And I love that there's more room in PBS for, we're not in so much of a, and forgive me for saying this, but a soundbite world. We can let things grow and breathe and bring you into the environment. And I love that. I love that people can immerse themselves in what we do. And I'm blessed on Rob on the Road to have 30 minutes to take someone somewhere. That's just unheard of in television.
It's amazing. I think you and I share some of the same traits in that it's the joy of discovery.
Mm-hmm.
It's going into downtown Healdsburg on a Thursday afternoon and finding all of these wonderful places that they were sitting there on Wednesday, but I just didn't know about them.
And then you get to go tell other people
and then
about
you get it. Exactly. You get to share them with other people, and you get to, in your case, you put it on the on television and mm-hmm. share it with them that way. In my case, I watch what you do on television, and then I take people there.
Yeah, and so I watch you talking about it, and you get so excited. It's real.
Well, because that's, you know, you and I kind of share, I guess, the same sort mm-hmm. of passion, if it is, for what we do. I've been doing tour operating now for 36 years, and I still, if you take me into Yosemite National Park or into any place, even a place that I haven't been to before, it's just... I mean, I had fun yesterday driving around in downtown Hayward, which really proves that some people can have fun anywhere.
Well, Hayward's cute. I like Hayward.
I hadn't been in Hayward for a quarter of a century. Tracy, I went into Tracy yesterday. Tracy High School is like this landmark. They're getting ready to tear down a very old bridge. The 11th Street Bridge in Tracy is about to come down, which is only significant if you've ever lived in Tracy, mm-hmm. or if you're a Lincoln Highway fan, because it's an old Lincoln Highway bridge. But some really great places. Do you know you can take the back road out of Stockton, the old Lower Sacramento Road, which is the original Lincoln Highway, up to Galt, and it's between Interstate 5 and Highway 99. Who even knew there was anything there? You know, I didn't know where Woodbridge was before yesterday.
You need to come to work with us.
You need to come on one of my trips.
All right, well, that would be a good idea to do a show.
All right. Thomas is over there. Have you got a microphone or something?
I do have a microphone. Okay. I had to switch so Rob could take my place so Cindy could sit down and do the news. Okay, we're going to wrap up for a moment. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Welcome, everyone. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark Hoffman now directly across because I have moved and no longer on his right. Rob on the road on his right.
First time I haven't been on the left on this entire four-year run of... I have bad news from Los Angeles. The Dodgers are ahead of the hapless Milwaukee Brewers.
And that's
Milwaukee. Appreciate all the help.
And that's your sports update.
Here on the Travel Guys. All right, listen, we have work to do here. We've got Rob Stewart from KVIE is co-hosting with us today, and we will get back to talking with Rob in just a moment. But right now, we need to go live all the way back to Kentucky, to Bluegrass Country, where Clayton Whitehead has arrived today. And Clayton is here to tell us a little bit about some things to see and do in Lexington, Kentucky, where Kentucky Derby winners, Thomas, are born and bred.
Absolutely. Something besides the Kentucky Derby and horse racing. Welcome, Clayton.
Thank you. There is so much more here than the Kentucky Derby. Folks need to come to the Bluegrass Country. You know, I've toured to in Ireland many, many times, and they say there's a million different shades of green. But I think in the Bluegrass Country, there might be a million and one different shades. It is absolutely flawless here. We're having a rainy, thundery afternoon, so if you hear some pops and crackles, I apologize in advance.
Wow, 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 wow. Clayton, you've been to Kentucky many times before. Now, you're putting together a very special itinerary. We'll talk about that in a minute. But if folks were just looking to go to Kentucky on their own, Lexington, Louisville, probably the center part in terms of tourism destinations in the state?
Absolutely. Lexington is the heart of the bluegrass country. This is the area where so many of the horse farms are. The beautiful wooden fences, the beautiful green pastures, and, of course, thoroughbreds and standardbreds and American saddlebreds, you name it. If it has to do with the equine industry and horses in general, it absolutely is represented here in the bluegrass country. Louisville, not so much horse farms, but a little racetrack over there that's quite well known, Churchill Downs.
Clayton, is there any particular time of the year that you would recommend that people visit Kentucky?
Well, it's beautiful right now, certainly, Tom, but I know Californians don't like humidity very much. So I would say in the spring or in the fall, when the temperatures are a little cooler and then the humidity doesn't quite have the punch. Today is a rather warm day, and with the rain, it's just a wee bit muggy outside right now.
Clayton, I know you are taking some folks to Kentucky in the month of October, and you're doing some very special things when you go there to kind of show people a little bit behind the scenes. You're taking folks to a horse farm and doing some things that folks who go as tourists don't normally get to do in Kentucky.
Absolutely. I have a great tour to Kentucky called Bluegrass and Bourbon that operates October 18th through 23rd. And we'll be visiting the Lexington area and Louisville. Right now, I'm at our good friend Rob and Missy Macklin's house on Mayorfield Farm. And we're going to be having some sort of a cookout, barbecue. We're not quite sure what we're doing. We're kind of inventing the event right now. But it's going to be a real chance to meet real Kentuckians from this great Commonwealth, have some good local food, and see an actual horse farm. And be able to pet the horses. And we were talking about going on a hayride and going to a grist mill. And there'll definitely be grit served. I know the Californians will love that.
All right.
Clayton, hey, it's Rob Stewart. How are you?
Good, Rob. How's everything on the road?
It's great. You're on the road today. And I have a question for you. So you're a Georgia boy, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
How, you know, for people who've been to the South, to Charleston or to Atlanta or to Savannah, How would you compare it or contrast it to Kentucky?
Wow. Kentucky is 100% Southern, but the land is different here. The land is just breathtakingly beautiful. And certainly a lot of that is because of the care that the horse farm owners give it. But there's just, as I was driving, the farm that I'm at right now is in a rural area, probably 10 or so miles outside of Lexington. And as I was driving out, I was just thinking, gosh, I wish Georgia looked like this. You know, Kentuckians have an incredible sense of pride, and it shows everywhere you visit in this state, whether it's in the bluegrass country, whether it's Louisville or Paducah, whether you're going through Bardstown, tracing the steps of Abraham Lincoln or Stephen Foster. There's just this extraordinary sense of pride that people here in the great Commonwealth of Kentucky exhibit everywhere I've ever visited here. And it's just a pleasure to be in their company and see how they've taken this piece of earth that God gave them and just turned it into something that is so breathtaking.
And they make some pretty good bourbon there, I understand, too, in a couple of different places.
I will confess that for dinner tonight, we had bourbon ice cream.
Oh, well, you
and
don't sound like
very,
it.
Very, very good right now.
Bourbon ice cream.
Yeah, you
bourbon
sound
ice cream.
You sound sober.
Yeah, I mean, why waste time with salads and chicken and, you know, ham when you can just fast forward to the bourbon ice cream?
Win in Rome.
I guess so.
Amen.
We are the Travel Guys on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Clayton Whitehead with Sports Leisure Vacations in Kentucky. You got my appetite going, Clayton. Give me the top three. Well, let's see. Let's take the top three main courses.
Oh, burgoo is for sure the starter. That's a very traditional Kentucky stew. Tomatoes, meat, mysteries. I don't know what's in burgoo, but it's awesome. And then you got to have country ham and grits. Got to. Very, very salty, salt and smoke cured ham with grits, and their kind of blandness makes it all work just right. And then I guess you got to have Kentucky Fried Chicken, right?
Oh, now, wait a minute. That's you named the top three, and you left the hot brown completely off the list.
Now the hot brown is very special.
Yeah.
That's a Louisville dish.
Yeah.
Specifically eaten around Derby time.
Notice how Clayton says Louisville. There's about nine different ways to pronounce that town and city, and none of which are incorrect, by the way.
I say Louisville.
Yeah.
But the hot brown is an open-faced turkey and bacon sandwich covered with wonderful melted cheese.
And a cream sauce. And bacon, it'll pretty much, your heart will go pitter-patter just thinking about one of them. Mr. Whitehead, thank you so much for the report from Kentucky. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Well, it's just great being on the air with you today, and I think I'm going to have a little bit more bourbon before the evening's over.
Clayton Whitehead, live with us from Lexington, Kentucky on The Travel Guys. Thank you, Clayton. Have a good evening.
You know, they have grits in California.
They have.
You can get them here. At the grocery store, you put it in the microwave and one cup of water, put fried chicken on top of it. It's delicious.
Okay, but where do you go? Is there a restaurant in town that you go to, Rob, to get? I mean, you sound like you eat grits from time to time.
So, I do.
So where do you go to get grits here?
Well, I make them. I make grits.
Okay, they do you want to give your address out over the phone?
They do make grits at Mulvaney's, B&L, which is downtown Sacramento on 19th Street.
Uh-huh.
And lots of places are doing them for brunch, either with shrimp on top or with fried chicken. But South has grits. I'm sorry. Yeah, South has grits, and so does The Porch.
Okay.
Those are two other restaurants.
I'm thinking Lucille's up there in the Lincoln area might also have them. They make some great fried catfish.
Really?
And
really?
They got to have the grits to
I had lunch in the Castle Rock restaurant in Livermore yesterday, which is in this old, you got to go there sometime.
I do. It sounds like
the Castle Rock and the Duarte Garage are right across the street from each other. And they're two really historic, this building, some restaurants are better on the inside, and there's nothing wrong with the food at the Castle Rock. The food was very good, but it's the building on the outside that captures your fancy.
Wow.
Because it's kind of in a shopping center, and it looks like a 100-year-old building, and it looks like it's terribly out of place where it is. But it's in this little center of Livermore that has all of this 100-year-old where the original Lincoln Highway went to way back in the... Rob, you told me that you're... let's go back to Rob on the Road for a moment.
Sure.
You told me that you've been out doing some new taping.
We have.
With animals.
Yes, we have. So we've completed, we like to take chunks, you know, in the next several months and plan out. The next show coming up on July 27th is done pretty much. We're in edit right now. It's called Animal Rescues, and this is so cool. We went to the Marine Mammal Center in Sausalito, and we tracked and traced, rescued and rehabbed elephant seals and sea lions.
Oh, cool.
And then we went and drove down to Point Reyes National Seashore and released them. I'm telling you what, this is Cry TV. And I don't like to do Cry TV, but this is Cry TV.
Now, this show's coming up later on in July, right?
July 27th.
See, I've got my Rob on the Road list right here.
You do. And you know, thanks to your support, we're able to make this happen.
Oh, well, you're welcome. This would be a good point on the program to tell folks that tomorrow night on Rob on the Road, Treasures of the California State Library tour one of the greatest resources of the Golden State, the California State Library, and discover its historic vault. Where is the California State Library?
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, it's on 10th and O.
Okay.
10th and O or 10th and N.
So it's downtown.
It's downtown Sacramento. And the vault is crazy fun. They take you into the vault, and there are things that date back to 1850 and earlier of California's history.
Wow.
Including maps of some of the original gold mines that were drawn and, you know, hand scratched out. We show you that on the show tomorrow night. There's also many of John Muir's diaries that he hand wrote as he scoured this state. And some of the things he wrote that we show you tomorrow night, you don't want to miss.
Cool.
Rob, in the 7 years you've been doing this, I need for you, there's been places that I know that you've gone back to. You said, I did this, we did a story on it, and it just stayed with you, and it got into your soul. And on your own time, maybe with a friend, you went back to visit. Mm-hmm. Give me two or three of those.
Oh, gosh, there's been many. Right off the bat, Safari West in Santa Rosa. Okay, you're driving down the road. You turn into this little sign that says Safari West, and poof, you're in the middle of a real African safari.
I love he's mentioning the Mammal Center and the Safari West. These are all places that we take our travel.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. That's sports leisure vacations.
Awesome.
These are day trips. Go ahead.
Okay,
anyway,
this is a day trip. People would definitely want to contact you guys and go.
We go once a year. Yeah.
So you get in this old buggy, two decks, and you go on a real safari. You forget you're in California. You think you're in Africa. The giraffes come up to the buggy. I mean, it's just crazy. They have zebras. They have rhinoceros, or either hippopotamus. I can't remember.
You sense, Tom, that animals are kind of
I know, I go there.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you where else. You know, I we just did a show that had Coit Tower in it.
Sure.
And it's been revamped and reopened of May, I believe it was, and of last year. And they redid all the art. And it looks like it was brand new done back during the Roosevelt era. And it is crisp and clean and beautiful and sparkling. You've got to go see the rehabbed Coit Tower, Telegraph Hill in San Francisco.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Mark, any more questions for Rob
let's wrap up this segment. We still have Save the Best for Last, which has, we're going to talk about tourist traps in Europe.
There you go.
Which might be a little out of Rob on the Road's normal, you know, sort of bailiwick, but I thought we could take a shot at it for now. Yes, for now. But I thought we could take it. Speaking of which, you've been doing public television now for 7 years. Rob on the Road for seven years. Public for 12. So is there a goal? Is there you obviously enjoy what you're doing. Could you do this forever?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I would love, we're right now working on a statewide pilot, which we're going to shoot this fall.
Uh-huh.
And our goal is to take the show statewide.
Well, and I sometimes tell people that our public television station here in Sacramento does a lot of things that end up in other places.
Oh, yeah, we do that. I mean, every new show we do, we distribute throughout the country. And you'd be surprised at the number of stations nationwide that air the show.
Yeah.
Because people love California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always kind of been the land of milk and honey. Right now, it's the land of dirt and dry leaves. But
golden hearts.
That happens. All right, let's move on. When we come back, we have saved the best for last. We're going to talk about European tourist traps, and Thomas.
Yes.
The sports leisure vacations travel card has not been one for a month.
Oh my gosh! So what?
$400 So if you have been a sports leisure traveler in the last couple of weeks, you have a shot at $400 right after the break. We're the Travel Guys on KFBK.
Travel Guys KFBK brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Go to travelguysradio.com for all the info about each and every show and a chance to podcast the shows. And by the way, a special announcement, the Travel Guys Radio will be podcastable on iHeartRadio starting this coming week. Rob, this very show, if all goes well, will be available on a podcast on iHeartRadio.
We are joining
how
the big
fun
leagues.
So the people on the iHeartRadio on their apps anywhere in the world will be able to hopefully just search travel, and they'll find the Silly Travel Guys radio show. Is that cool or what?
I think it's fascinating. And this iHeart hub that we're in right now is beautiful. These studios are fairly new.
2 years.
2 years are gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Nice job.
I'm sitting in the seat where Kitty O'Neill will be frying and deep frying and putting on a stick.
Can I say something about Kitty?
Sure.
Wait, hold on. Before you go, that was Amy. Yeah. I think Amy Lewis was the promo, right? Was that Amy Lewis sits in that seat as well. She's going to do the thing with the deep fried thing on Monday.
I thought it was Kitty.
No,
that was doing.
Sometimes mistaken. They sound similar. But yeah.
Well, they are the ladies of KFBK Radio. We have Amy in the morning and Kitty in the afternoon. You were going to add something there, Rob?
So Kitty is another animal lover. And Kitty and I flew down to Los Angeles recently to do a ceremony to honor Pat Derby, who founded Paws Art 2000, which is the animal rescue in Northern California for former circus animals.
Right.
And that's another place to go to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Art 2000, where it's an animal rescue. It's an elephant rescue. There's elephants roaming the hills of San Andreas.
If it's an animal, Rob will find it. Do you pick up jackrabbits by the side of the road?
I don't.
No.
Are you saying that there are loose elephants
no.
in San...
Oh. There is a... they retire there.
Oh, I see. That's where they're rescued and turned loose.
Exactly. A fence.
Oh, I'm glad I cleared
that
up.
We go to one of the coolest places we go to on our way to the Florida Keys is we stop in Marathon, Florida, on the Intercoastal Waterway down there, and there's a turtle hospital.
Mm.
And you'd think, Turtle Hospital. All right, that's a throwaway item. But in 45 minutes, it's fascinating how, you know, these turtles get caught in different things and different man-made things and chewed up by boats and stuff like that, and how they can nurse them back. And just the fact that the whole process, you would be fascinated. If you ever get to the Florida Keys in Marathon, is a turtle hospital. I strongly recommend it.
Okay.
Allow yourself an hour for the tour and an hour to gush over the whole situation. All right, top 10 European tourist traps. This is from none other than Rick Steves, who, speaking of KVIE, is a regular there all the time. I was going to say a regular on a regular basis.
All right. And by the way, listeners, if you fell into one of these traps, you're forgiven. You just didn't know it was a trap at the time.
Rick Steves says the number one tourist trap in Europe are torture museums.
Ooh.
Torture. Have you seen? There's a medieval torture museum in Amsterdam. There are torture museums all over the region, and they make a lot of money by appealing to the dumbed down traveler. It's like, oh, I'm going to go in and see how people were all torn up, and of course it's, you know, kind of amateurish.
Well, they got the rack and the whatever.
Yeah, $15 you pay to gawk at creative ways people have been maimed and mutilated, you know, over the years.
You have volunteers.
Oh, you don't take part. You just watch.
I guess.
Okay.
I'm not interested then.
To Northern Europeans, the sun is a drug. And this is their needle, Costa del Sol. Anything resembling a quaint fishing village has been bikini strangled and sunscreen creamed, oblivious to the concrete pollution, ridiculous prices, traffic jams, tourists looking for a change in weather but not a change in culture, lie on the beach like game hens on skewers, cooking, rolling, and sweating under the sun.
Well, that's descriptive.
The Blarney Stone in Ireland, where everybody, you know, gets upside down and kisses this damn rock.
No, not a tourist trap.
Can you imagine how many people have gone there and kissed that rock? And getting, well, the automated camera snaps your picture, which, of course, is available for purchase in the parking lot.
Of course, yeah. For $59.99.
That growth on your lip, you know where you got that, don't you?
How about the 2,500-year-old Mamertine Prison in Italy? It says, this 2,500-year-old cistern-like prison in Rome is where, according to Christian tradition, pagan authorities imprisoned saints like Saints Peter and Paul. Any artifacts have been removed, and today it's run by a tour bus company that charges $8 for a cheesy multimedia walkthrough.
Boy.
Land's Inn in England. You do much international travel?
Like the clothing company?
No.
Okay.
This is an actual place. Lots of places have this. Key West has a sign, says southernmost spot in the United States, except if you go to Hawaii, that's actually the southernmost spot in the, Hawaii's a little bit. The Big Island's a little bit further south than Florida. What else have we got here? Volendam in the Netherlands. Killarney in Ireland. People stop and take pictures of everything that has the word leprechaun on it. Mm-hmm. More pictures of leprechauns. That's this. That's it. You guys don't look impressed. All right, let's move through this a little faster here. I'm losing my audience. let's see here. This guy has talked about, lately he says there are commercial adventures that aggressively advertise and are on sale. This is from Rick Steves now. All over town with various discounts and promotions. One example is Time Travel Vienna, which promises history, fun, and action. In reality, it's about $25 and 45 minutes of wasted time in a tacky succession of amusement park history vignettes, much of it only in German.
He wrote that?
Rick did. Yeah.
Oh, so he's like calling people out.
He is, yeah. Two more are the London Dungeon, gimmicky, overpriced, and a terrible value despite the long line at the door, and Rome's Time Elevator, a cheesy multi-screen experience aimed at the attention span of a 12-year-old. There are a lot of these in the United States, too.
Yes, there are.
There are. And, you know, sometimes you go to some cheesy tourist attractions and you pay your $10 or your $20, you pay your money and you take your chances.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes the attraction is the cheesiness of it, you know.
Well,
it's kind of like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Exactly. It gets to a certain point that the cheesiness becomes fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Rick Steves was here not long ago, and I met him at the station. And it's not all fun, and his travel is not all fun and games. He will flat out call something out if he doesn't think it's worth your time and your money. And I like that.
He says here, this is kind of the summation of his whole story. A major mistake many travelers make is putting sites into their itineraries simply because these places are famous from a song, part of a relative's big bus tour memory, or advertised everywhere. Duck these gimmicky destinations, travel smart, and insist on connecting with real culture. And that's really where sometimes doing your homework, traveling with a tour company. I like to think that our company, Sports Leisure Vacations, has a reputation for getting off the beaten track. I mean, that's why I'm out roaming around in Ukiah and Healdsburg. That's Rob on the. That's one reason why we sponsor your program is because it's about places that people wouldn't normally get to.
Get off the beaten path and you'll remember it forever.
Well, yeah, you know, slow down. There's something on the off the interstate and over that hill 2 miles are probably some really nice people and some really cool things. We need to give away a $400 travel certificate here before I forget or run out of time. Our winner, if she's listening to the radio, calls the Sports Leisure office Monday or Tuesday. Nora Nicholson, who went back to Boston and Bar Harbor with us a couple weeks ago, is going to win a $400 travel certificate. And if Nora is not listening and she doesn't call Monday or Tuesday, next Sunday we will give away a $500 certificate. So Nora Nicholson, good luck to you, my friend. So Mr. Stewart, before we wrap this hour up, do you have anything else that you would like to say that we can hold against you at a later date? Or
yes, I'm going to CHP, the California Highway Patrol boot camp training, and I'm scared to death.
You should be.
Yeah.
I have a nephew that's a CHP officer.
Really?
And you should be.
I know. And that's September
you'll be fine.
30th. And then we go through the training.
Thank you so much for coming in, spending an hour with us on the road. Rob
anytime.
On the road. Monday nights on KVIE. We will do this again someday.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
We are the Travel Guys. See you next Sunday, 3 o'clock. We'll do it again.